Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to The Love Code. This is a program that is dedicated to really uplifting consciousness, to inspiring you to tap into and access the amazing healing power that you have within you, and to remind you that you are connected to a profound source of love and life and joy and healing. And as always, it's just wonderful having you join me this hour for another, I believe, inspiring conversation that will certainly open your eyes, open your mind to such incredible possibilities that exist within us. So for those of you who are joining me for the first time, I want to welcome you. I invite you to go to my website, which is just been changed. It's drcherylselman.com, drcherylselman.com. And you can opt in there for archived shows of all of my programs. They get emailed out to you when you opt in, and I have a blog and other great information I send out. And you can also go to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, and that's the name of the other program I have on Progressive Radio Network, if you're wondering why that is the name of my Facebook page, What Women Must Know. So you can like me over there. And I also post all the shows, so either through my Facebook page or through my website, you'll be able to receive all of my weekly programs. So hope you'll be joining me every week for both of my shows. Today we're going to be talking about how you too can have your healing miracle. And I have two guests with me today. I just want to say before I introduce them, when we get into our topic, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I have been talking about my experiences in Costa Rica working with the plant medicine at a unique center called Rhythmia Life Advancement Center. In fact, I've had Jerry Powell, who's the founder of Rhythmia, on my program. I believe it was What Women Must Know. I've had the medical director on my program. I've been talking for many years now about the power of plant medicine, and of course, I have been experiencing it myself. Every February, I take a group to experience the magic and the healing at Rhythmia, and I'll be doing the same this February, February 9th. I will be going back for a week at Rhythmia, and if you're inspired after this conversation, please contact me, or I'll give you a website you can go to learn more. So I just want to frame this and say that for thousands of years, the indigenous people of the Amazon have had immense knowledge of the power, the healing power from plants. And plants are such a gift to us for many reasons. They just are amazing healing energies. But there are certain plants that have the gift of allowing us to expand our consciousness, to heal, to remember who we are in our connection to all of life. And I guess that's really the ultimate healing, is to remember our connection to all of life and know that we are part of this great web of life, which is based on this frequency of love. And for the many thousands of years, this has guided the indigenous people of the Amazon. And we are at a time when this healing medicine, this plant medicine, has emerged from the depths of the Amazon, which, by the way, I have been to the Amazon in Peru. I have experienced the power of the plant medicine in Peru, but for the last 4 years, I have been journeying to Costa Rica and to experience the plant medicine for my own personal healing and transformation, and witnessing the profound healing that occurs from people who are willing and courageous to dive into themselves and discover a great power that can heal any aspect of their lives. So having said all that, I thought it would just be so inspiring to have two people on my show who I met when I was at Rhythmia teaching in August to share their amazing healing miracle story and to inspire all of us. So I'm just going to jump in and introduce them. First, my first guest I'll be introducing is Tom Lauer, who is an entrepreneur and co-founder of Glow Industries, based in Delray Beach, Florida. He received his BS in advertising from the University of Florida before going into the corporate sales world with organizations like Philip Morris, USA, Schering Plough, and GlaxoSmithKline. After spending 5 years working for someone else, Todd turned in his corporate card and began chasing his lifelong dream of owning and operating his own business in the marketing sales space, where he has been ever since. His passion is people, and he enjoys taking on private clients for business life coaching. In his coaching practice, Todd uses his foundation in emotional intelligence work that he credits for changing his own life and business for the better. He currently resides in Delray Beach, Florida, and he lives there with his girlfriend, Rebecca, and his dog, Louie. Don't we love Louie? And my other guest today is Marcel Herbst, who is the managing member of Elegant Crescent, LLC, a New York-based capital advisory firm. Marcel received his MBA from the University of St. Gallen, Switzerland in 2001, and from 2017 to 2018, he was partner and head of capital formation at Acceleration Resources, a San Francisco-based energy private equity firm backed by an institutional $50 billion. He is also a board member of the Our Baby Foundation, recipient of the Our Baby Hero Award for 2013. Marcel is married and his two children, and he had a stroke in 2009 and has been monitoring his brain health ever since. And in August 2019, this August, Marcel spent a week at Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, and upon his return found that his MRI had no sign of any brain damage. I'll repeat that. He had no sign of any brain damage after returning from Rhythmia this August. And this was the first time since his stroke that his MRI was clear. So we have two amazing men joining us today. And first of all, I'd like to welcome Todd and Marcel to the show today.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.
So this is going to be such a fun show because I was so inspired by meeting both of you, and especially the wonderful changes that almost seem miraculous because it takes us out of the realm that we normally operate into, the realm of these infinite possibilities. So I'm going to start by asking first Todd to tell us a little bit about your story and your history. Where were you in your life before you ventured into the world of plant medicine?
Yeah, I appreciate it. And again, thanks for having me. You know, I'm someone who's always been very eager to go a little deeper inside. And about, call it 6 years ago, I took my first real step into the emotional intelligence world. And in doing that, basically cracked myself wide open. Prior to that, very focused on business, very focused on career, and ultimately having it all. But wasn't as focused on relationships, wasn't as focused on the things that I know now truly matter. And in that quest and cracking myself wide open, I started to go deeper and deeper and got into the podcast world, which led me to a gentleman by the name of Joe Rogan, which I'm sure a lot of people know, which led me to Aubrey Marcus, which ultimately led me to, for my 40th birthday, wanting to go into and do some plant medicine, specifically ayahuasca. I happen to live in Florida and Costa Rica, somewhere that I have frequented and love, and found Rhythmia specifically and knew that there was just a calling there. So for my 40th birthday, myself and I actually brought six people with me on that journey. And that particular journey has been, you know, an absolute life-changing experience for me. And I'm sure we'll get a little bit more into that, but where I was to where I am are completely different spaces now. I'm somebody who, for the almost 20 years consecutively prior to Rhythmia, again, 20 years, I've been on high-dose amphetamine. as much as 90 milligrams a day of Adderall at times, but a minimum of at least 60 milligrams a day of Adderall, relatively high dose of Xanax, as well as sleeping medicine, in the most latest being Sonata. And prior to going to Rhythmia, and now since that date, so we're the better part of well over 2 months now, have not had a single solitary pill, have not needed it in any way, shape, or form, and for me, has been a complete and total game changer. So couldn't be more excited about that.
Well, and I just want to say, when you told me that, when I met you there, having been a psychotherapist, and I know a lot about the realm of addiction from taking those different meds, and I know that you, to do the medicine, you had to stop. You can't be on meds when you're doing the medicine. So you courageously went off of them a couple of weeks, I think, before you arrived at Rhythmia, which was, like I said, very courageous thing to do anyway. But it is so extraordinary, Todd, and you probably know this, to be able to stop, in a sense, cold turkey off of very addictive medications without any repercussions from doing that. It's almost unheard of, to be honest. To me, it is in the realm of miracles.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. For me, the 15 days, which is the requirement at a minimum, leading up to going to Rhythmia, were very, very difficult. Probably the most difficult days that I've had. I'm somebody who's up extremely early. I start my days at 4:45. Usually my work day isn't done until about 10 p.m. And some have said that somewhat machine-like. And, obviously, to be able to go off of the medicine, my productivity suffered pretty significantly, and my body was reacting in a way that I had never experienced before. But I was so committed to having the experience at Rhythmia that I wasn't going to let anything like that hold me back. And it just, reinforced to me how powerful our mind truly is when we set our intention and it's clear that we want to accomplish something, we can absolutely do so. And since leaving there, to be candid with you, Doc, it hasn't been very difficult. I had an experience during the plant medicine ceremony. It was actually on my 40th birthday, the night of my 40th birthday. It was extremely profound, and I just haven't had any need for it moving forward.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to hear these stories. It reinforces the possibilities that are open to all of us for profound transformation, almost instantaneous transformation when we open ourselves to healing. It's not about time and space. It's about receptivity to the moment of all these possibilities. And we'll talk more about plant medicine and why I have found it to be so profound in my life and why I continue to take groups every year to experience that for themselves. So let's talk to Marcel. Marcel, you have a really interesting story as well, and you're from the world of finance. Obviously, you have been really involved in some very successful financial institutions and working at another level that I can only imagine what that industry is like. You had your moment of transformation, which I would say began when you had that stroke. So do you want to tell us what led up to that and what your life was like before that event in 2009? What's been happening for you
Sure.
on that journey?
Sure, I'd be happy to. When the stroke happened, I was living in New York. I woke up one morning and had trouble seeing out of my left eye. I did contact the doctor and was referred all over the place, who then ascertained that, yes, indeed, I did have a stroke. And I went to the emergency room, and luckily, these different kinds of strokes you can have. I was blessed to have a very, very minor one that didn't impact my speech or anything like that. But it was a stroke, and that's a scary thing. They have done further analysis and found that I had what many people have, which is a small hole in the heart through which blood clots can go through, and when they go into the brain, then you have a stroke, and it could happen at any point in time. So they did that. They did the heart operation and closed that hole. Ever since, I'm on significant medication, blood thinners, blood pressure lowers, and all these kinds of things. And I go to do an MRI once or twice a year. I've actually become friends with my neurologist. We play squash together and things like that as the years went by. As opposed to Todd, my journey towards arrhythmia was a little bit less long. It's probably a year ago I heard about it and discarded it relatively quickly. And then 6 months ago, a friend of mine who was there last summer started to talk to me more about it, and I became very, 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 very intrigued. That is because, for one, I felt that nicotine and alcohol consumption were getting a little bit out of hand, manageable, but definitely not pleasant, and I wanted to find something to exterminate it. And also, I was at a time in my life where I started a new company, and I thought it would be helpful for me to have more of a balanced approach to life and to be more grounded. And my friend told me that arrhythmia would be very helpful in that. When I did go to arrhythmia, I came with very low expectations. I felt, you know what, this cannot hurt. It's going to be a nice week regardless whether there is a healing or not. But I was shocked to find that indeed a miracle happened. When I went, I did so against the orders of my neurologist, so I vetoed him. And when I came back and we did this MRI together and looked at it, he was extremely astounded. This is a guy, head of neurology of Weill Cornell, probably one of the preeminent places in the world for neurology. And, it has really been amazing. And I like what we have here is a fully documented case where dead brain cells and loss of blood flow, that never goes away. It never, ever goes away when you have it. A dead brain cell is a dead brain cell. It's simply gone. With pictures to prove. So it is flummoxing. Let's put it this way.
Well, so just so people can really appreciate what has happened to you. So, by the way, what led to that stroke? Were you under a lot of stress in your life?
No. It was just a freak accident. It happens in young people. When it happened to me, I was in my early 30s. It does happen. And they're called unexplained strokes, and I had one of those.
Wow, that must have been such a shock. And then they found you had this small hole in your heart.
Yes. That was then operated upon. And, everything was fixed, but, it's scary to go through life expecting recurrence and having to have heavy medication to battle it. I can tell you, before I went to arrhythmia, I contacted the local clinic there, found out who the neurologist is, and I kind of had an emergency protocol just in case anything would happen. But nothing happened, and in fact, something extremely positive, the opposite of what I feared, happened.
So you kind of made all the preparations just in case something would happen.
Yes.
Because and you've been monitoring this every year since 2009. It's always there as a fear that it could happen again. And, it was a very courageous thing that you did to kind of jump into this world of plant medicine, knowing that there's some, in your belief system there were some risks, but you went anyway, and you just prepared in case of the worst. But that didn't happen. And what's amazing about your story, Marcel, is that you have the evidence, because I think it was every year they took an MRI of your brain. Can you just share a little bit more about what doctors were doing?
Every year they did that, full MRI and CAT scans and everything else, just to monitor what's going on in the brain and increase or decrease medication on the basis of it. So yes, it was heavily monitored through the years, and at the end of this journey, again, it's gone and documented. I'm I asked the doctor to come see him, which I will do at the end of the month, and I want to have every picture that was ever taken, and I want them to be all next to each other so that you can really see, as the years go by, there's the presence of something which suddenly, and on Weill Cornell letterhead, by the way, that's how I would love to have it, that suddenly is gone. And, you know, it did, as I noted before, I went in with some skepticism. I'm steeped, you know, in the Western understanding of medicine, and I always felt that this was indeed the Holy Grail. And I doubted how, you know, people in the Amazon, essentially, could come up with medicine such as the one that we have enjoyed there, and how powerful that it can be. I was close to that, and now I'm absolutely a believer and feel that anyone who struggles with, whether it's addiction or whether it's disease or whatever that it is, you have to look at it from 360 degrees. And that includes all kinds of medicines from all over the world and different approaches. So it really opened my eyes that our understanding of medicine is not the end-all be-all, and there is more. So you have to be open. So I would suggest to everyone who has any kind of health problem, look at it from all angles, and you know, consider other philosophies as well. It's mind-opening.
Definitely mind-expanding. So let me ask you another question, Marcel. So you also shared that you were dealing with some nicotine alcohol tendencies, whatever you want to call it, use of it. Has that changed since you've been back?
Yes, yes, yes. I now smoke and drink a lot more than I ever did. No, that's
water.
That was a joke. No, literally, I there's no more drinking and no more smoking. Wow. That's gone.
Wow. What a profound life-changing week that was for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have since recommended it to a great number of people. And one friend of mine, I can tell you after this call, will actually be there in February, so you might meet him.
Oh, good. Oh, cool. You know, I never cease to be amazed at what I witness. And, you know, I know, Todd, for you and for you, Marcel, you go into the week. And for all of us, we don't know what possibilities await us. And if you've never experienced plant medicine, it's really venturing into another world. But the beautiful thing about the wisdom of plant medicine, when it's conducted in ceremony by well-trained and experienced shaman who guide these journeys, because the thing about plant medicine that I'd like to share with everyone is that these medicines were created, and it's a mystery how the indigenous people of the Amazon, with their thousands, tens of thousands of species, ever learned how to find the right plants and how to prepare them. That's always the mystery. Some people say the plants have talked to them, which they probably did. When you take this brew of two plants, it's called ayahuasca, it is actually, based on the research that they're doing now, accessing parts of our brain that take us out what they call the default mode, the normal operating consciousness that has the fears, the doubts, the insecurities, the traumas from the past, and allows us to access the part of the brain that really can rewire our perception so we connect more to other possibilities. So you're literally rewiring how the brain fires, which then can change anything and everything, because if you fire in a different way, your perception changes, and your body and every cell in your body can then change and rearrange. And that to me is so extraordinary, because what both of you guys experience, Todd, with your freedom from medications you've been on for 20 years, like you said, at high doses, that's a miracle in itself. And I'm sure I don't know if you've talked to any of your doctors, but if you did, they must have been shocked. Did you talk to any doctors at all?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. My family practice doctor happens to be a friend of mine as well and knows me outside of the doctor's office and understands, you know, I didn't go into this experience with the intention of stopping taking Adderall. That wasn't necessarily where I was. I actually didn't view it as an addiction to pharmaceuticals. I genuinely believed, you know, as a child, I was diagnosed as ADHD, and ultimately, you know, it's something that I quote unquote needed. And when I went into the doctor initially, I told him where I was going. This is prior to me leaving, and he was very nervous about, you know, me basically going cold turkey. I weaned off of the medicine, but not, I wouldn't say the proper way, the way that he would have liked for me to. And going without it for that many days, he was very concerned. And then when I came back and let him know that, you know, in the state of Florida, you actually have to visit on a monthly basis to actually get your prescription refilled. You have to do an actual in-person checkup and go through the cross the T's, dot the I's. And when I went to see him for the last time, he was getting ready to write the prescription, and I let him know that I wasn't needed any longer, and he was flabbergasted. You know, he didn't believe for a second that was going to be the case. And not only did I not need that, but I no longer need any of the prescriptions that he'd written me. And he wanted to monitor me, so for the first month, was close in contact with me, on a weekly basis, checking in and making sure that I was doing okay. But I'm doing more than okay. My sleep is better than it's ever been. I'm actually, you know, I previously would only sleep about 4, maybe 5 hours out of the night. I'm getting at least 6, maybe even 7 hours now, feeling better than I've ever felt before. And, you know, he is, to say that he's amazed would be an understatement for sure, Doc.
Well, I mean, I'm amazed to hear this. And you know, I just want to say it just reaffirms that we really can have miracles of healing, that, you know, healing doesn't have to be a long process. When you shift consciousness, then everything shifts. Like everything goes back to zero in a sense. You can reset your body. You can reset your thinking processes. You can reset your perception of reality, actually. And that, to me, is the real power of this medicine. This is why I've been attracted to it, because there are possibilities that exist for all of us, but you have to step out of the known and be courageous to step into new places you've never experienced. And that's what both of you really did. You made a decision to step into another experience way out of the realm of anything either of you have ever known before, and in that space amazing things happened. And in your case, Marcel, you didn't even know that healing your brain could be even a possibility, right?
That's correct. That is correct. I did not consider that. It was, you know, now that I think back, it was amazing. While it happened, I knew it was happening. Because as we know from having been there and experienced it and spoken to others, it was a real physical, it was a physical moment. I clearly felt a tremendous heat on the back of my head. And I knew at that moment that something was going on that would be extremely positive. And it lasted for about an hour. And once an hour was over, and once everybody got back, I immediately emailed my neurologist and made an appointment. So to feel it physically happening, to literally physically feel it happening, that's astounding, you know.
Yeah, it certainly is. So anything else that either of you want to say about the experience at Rhythmia before we kind of look at some other post-Rhythmia experiences? Anything else you want to say, Todd or Marcel, about?
I would say that for me, you know, I'm also, like Marcel, I've shared this with anyone and everyone that's in my life. And if anyone that's listening to this is skeptical, you know, I know for me personally, going into the jungle just wasn't an option. You know, admittedly, I'm a bit of a prima donna. I like things to be extremely clean, and I had some nerves as it relates to that. This particular facility was top-notch, and by no means am I compensated or work for Rhythmia in any way, shape, or form. I'm just a believer in the entire experience playing a role in when you're actually doing the work, making it exponentially better. And because I was so comfortable, because the facility was so great, because the staff there is absolutely amazing, I would recommend this to my mother, who is almost 70 years old, which I'm recommending, you know, to the highest degree, to someone who is, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, just getting, there's no age, there's no, you're not too late in life, et cetera. Everyone can learn something. And it's not just if you're sick. I went, like I said, with six people, several of which don't have any major health concerns. There's no addiction. There was no anything of that nature. But every single person in my group left there having a miracle created in their own way. So that's what I would have to say overall about the experience, Todd.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Todd. I'm with you there. I mean, but at the end of the day, you're going there, and you will have a fantastic vacation in and of itself. So there's really almost nothing to lose by doing this. It's a great facility. It's a beautiful part of the world. The food is terrific. There's a beach there. You can go surfing. I mean, everything is there to have a beautiful week. And on top of it, there's this optionality, which most people have witnessed, to really change your life in meaningful ways. So there's nothing to lose in doing this, and I can't say more positive things about it.
Absolutely. I wanted to just ask you, Todd, you actually brought six other people who are part of your team from work. What have you noticed as a result of having those six people going through this experience themselves? How has it impacted work, or has it impacted work, or greater success of work, or greater harmony of work? Have you seen benefits for your business?
100%. You know, the people that I brought with me, my business partner and best friend, Joey Grimaldi, his wife actually joined us. Another one of our business partners, David Baxter, his wife joined us. And then two of my dearest friends who actually work for me as well, and Andrea Draper and Liana Castellano, all of which we all were extremely close before the experience. I actually met Andrea and Liana doing some experiential learning in the emotional intelligence world, you know, better than about 5 years ago now. And that's what initially brought us together. And that in itself was an amazing foundation. But everyone having this experience together, you know, brothers and sisters more so than, you know, work colleagues. And what I've seen out of them is a lot more peace. You know, for me, I'm a high octane individual. I know that life is a results based game and operate in that context. But for me, also, it's allowed me to, for lack of a better term, chill and understand of what's really important. And in working with them, when moments come up, when situations come up where you could be reactive, etc., I've seen not only in myself but in them find peace. And when you're able to do that and focus on the things that really matter, results are going to be better. And we're having the single greatest sales year that we've ever had. Now, look, we did this in August. We were already having an amazing year leading into it. But the results coming back from the experience, September was the single largest production month in my organization's history. So whether it has something to do with that or not, I'd like to say yes. But the facts are the facts. We had the largest month we've ever had in the month of September.
Well, congratulations. I didn't know that. You know, it would have to have an impact. When you are open and more at peace with yourself, you're more, I would say, in alignment with life, then so much can flow. You know, just amazing possibilities open up in every aspect of your life.
Absolutely.
What about you, Marcel? You're New York City. You're obviously dealing with a lot of very successful people in the financial world. What have people either noticed about you, or what have you noticed about yourself and how you operate in that business world?
Well, those close to me have certainly noticed that I am a lot more calm. I'm a lot more quiet. I think more before I speak, so to say, and I'm a lot more purposeful in what I do and how I interact. This has helped me to cut things that are not essential away from my day-to-day life. You know, tiny things like drinking coffee, or tiny things like getting upset about the Uber being late, or things like this. This just does not faze me anymore, and that creates a calmness and an energy that is highly beneficial for business. So I do feel that the direction in which it's going is clear, and I know what to do, and I'm doing it, and it's working. So purely from that point of view, that is what people have noticed. And health-wise, aside from what we spoke about before with the stroke and all of that, I do feel that I'm a lot better shape. You know, you sleep well, you exercise, and so the mental health combined with the physical health, how it has improved is really, it's great. You know, it's been going very, very well. And I do feel that, you know, the question is always when you do things like this, how sustainable is it? Does it stay with you? And I felt actually that the positive things that I just mentioned, they've gotten stronger as the weeks went by, because I think they're self-enforcing. You know, once you learn a behavior and you see that it works, you naturally do more of that behavior. So it's dynamic, and as such, I'm very happy about that.
That's wonderful, because I was going to ask both of you, since returning, you know, you spend a week, and it's a week where you have these four ceremonies of plant medicine, you do transformational breath work, there's massage, colonics, healthy food, clean air, clean water, just a beautiful connection to nature. So it's wonderful. You know, in that space, so many things happen. But the real question is, what do you take back and what do you integrate back into your life? Because that's what really matters. It's great having an experience, but can you make this the way you are long term for the rest of your life? And what is often said at Rhythmia is the experience there is part of the work, but then you have to go home and put into place practices that support this new energy that you have tapped into. So having kind of said that, I'm just curious as to what both of you, you said a little bit, Marcel, what you're doing, but I just want to open that up, because I'd be curious to know what both of you have incorporated into your lives that sustain this new energy that you accessed while at Rhythmia.
Yeah, I would say that for me, meditation is something that I've always, prior to my experience at Rhythmia, struggled with, or told myself a story that I struggled with. And that's something that in the breath work there, outside of the ceremonies, I actually had one of my biggest experiences doing the shamanic breath work on the last night that I was there. And that is something for me that, from a shifting perspective, when I find myself up against it, I can take a quick 10 minutes out, I can meditate, I can do some breath work. There has not been a day since I've been home that I've missed either meditation or breath work at all. And, you know, when there are going to be moments in everyone's life, no matter what you do, no matter where you are, where there are challenges, there are struggles, there's agitation, there are frustrations, etc. But, you know, when adversity comes up, how do you handle it? And, you know, that's something that I pride myself on, and I will tell you that definitively coming home, that's made an enormous impact. When I'm able just to sit, be still, be with my thoughts, and go to that place of just calmness. And, you know, coming out of that, I've always got a smile on my face and I'm ready to go. And it literally takes me 10 minutes. So I've put that into my daily practice, and it's something that I'll tell you that I don't see myself stopping anytime soon, if ever.
Wow. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, thank you for that. Marcel?
Yeah.
You have some thoughts?
Kind of similar, except the meditation. I'm just more acute towards, you know, a healthy mind and healthy body. So I do not meditate, but I have picked up again, which I have done for some years but stopped, yoga. So I do 2 or 3 times a week, I do yoga. I do it early in the morning, and I think it helps. It helps. You know, like Todd said, you know, the stillness and the calmness of the exercise is great. And also, you don't look too terrible at the beach. Hopefully next summer that will happen.
Yeah, stay with it. Stay with it. But yoga is a meditation, Marcel. It is a meditation.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you're finding the form that allows you to enter that place of stillness. Right? Be present and stillness. So I would say that is your meditation, and that you've recommitted to it again after not doing it for a while. You're back finding the discipline that supports you.
Absolutely. Yes, you can absolutely consider it a meditation. I didn't think about it this way, but I think you're correct. Yes, that is meditation, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're sustaining this shift that happen. People find whatever way works for them to sustain this energy. It's like anything, you've opened up possibilities. Now you have to find the strategies, the behaviors that will allow this new potential, this new experience that you've entered into to be totally integrated into your being and sustain it long term. You know, you've got to put some discipline into one's life to allow that to go even deeper and to just become part of you always. You know, this work is, to me, such a quantum leap of healing, of healing traumas, of healing illnesses, of healing destructive, unproductive thought patterns. Because I have been, you know, as my years as a psychotherapist, I mean, I did courses and courses and courses, and they all benefited me to a greater or lesser extent. But boy, when I went to the world of plant medicine, it just catapulted me into a whole new realm of being, you know, I would say it's allowed me to live life in a much more balanced place. You can have amazing experiences through the plant medicine, but the real proof of the pudding is, how do you live your life when you go back into the world? Do you live your life from a centered place of peace and gratitude, forgiveness, and feeling this connection to all life? Or do you go back and get back into the, you know, to your old behaviors? So for me, it's been able to move more into a place where I'm at peace. I trust life more. I'm at peace. I'm much more aware of the connection to nature and the need to make sure I am connecting to nature. And it's just flowing with the Tao, as I like to say. So life becomes a much more enjoyable, magical experience where amazing things happen and amazing connections happen, amazing opportunities happen. It's like you're in the flow of life. So for me, that's what keeps bringing me back. I want to go deeper into that. I want to integrate it into at a deeper level of my own being. Life's so good, I just want it to get better. For some people, 1 week at Rhythmia is all that's required. And for others, they, you know, want to go back and experience more. A lot of people return to Rhythmia, actually. I just have another question I want to ask both of you. We talked about how this experience has impacted your health, how it has impacted your business world. And I want to ask you how it's impacted your world of relationships, your closer relationships with your partners, with your children, parents. What have both of you experienced? I'm going to start with you, Todd. What would you like
to share? Yeah, absolutely. It was actually one of the largest experiences that I had while I was there. One of the things that I was definitely intentional about in arriving is I've been dating an amazing woman for a little while now. We were together for a little while, then took some time apart and got back together a couple months prior to Cerydnia. And I had already booked the trip prior to us getting back together. And just like any other relationship, you know, I've actually never been married by choice and ultimately child of divorce. So I had some questions. She is somebody who has a beautiful five-year-old daughter, which, you know, also brought up a lot of questions. So while I was there, one of the things that I was hyper-focused on was trying to get any and all clarity that I could as it relates to, you know, her and I. And, you know, as silly as that may sound to some people, I'm wide open to all possibilities. And it absolutely came to me that it, the same night. It's funny that, you know, Marcel and I are on the phone here together because we were actually next to each other while during the ceremony when he was having one of, you know, his big experience as well as I. And in that same night that I kicked, you know, 20 years worth of amphetamines, I also became 100% clear on the fact that I'm in love with this woman. And, you know, that I get to be far more gentle and I get to be far more compassionate and, you know, empathetic to her, to the situation. And just that any clarity that I needed came to me truly in a vision while experiencing the plant medicine. I was able to see very clearly her and I later in life together. I saw a vision of her and I and her daughter, as well as a vision of me holding a baby boy in my arms, which was, you know, still gives me chills as I'm talking about it right now. And in coming back and integrating back into, you know, the quote-unquote real world, our relationship has been out of 10 and will continue to be. We're taking the next steps towards moving in and buying a home together and continuing down the path, whatever our path will be. We just know that it'll be together. So it was a beautiful experience and something that gave me that extra degree of clarity that I was after, for sure.
I'd say that's another miracle to add to your basket of miracles.
Right.
Right? That's amazing. I mean, I know that you shared that that she was really concerned when you went off to do this, thinking that you would change and then not want to be with her anymore. And in actual fact, what happens in many experiences, of course, each person has their own journey in their relationship, but I have just, well, what you were sharing is that you just opened your heart to such a degree it hadn't really been opened before, and understood that this was a relationship that you really cherished, and you were open and receptive, and you connected to that level, you know, maybe for the first time, really appreciating what you have in your life. I just want to say that friends of mine who have come with me to Rhythmia, it's every year that I go, and they're he's in his 80s and she's in her 70s, and they've had a really challenging time, especially because Tom was just really angry guy, you know, in his 80s and angry and just difficult to be with, and their whole relationship absolutely transformed and they fell in love again. This is a couple who have been together for, I don't know, 40 years and or more, maybe probably more if they're listening, and they were just, you know, existing together, but there was no real spark of love, and that absolutely transformed their relationship that week at Rhythmia, and they are like totally in love with each other and honor and appreciate each other and renewed that bond, that love. And it's so beautiful to see how their relationship has absolutely blossomed after all those years of marriage and kind of coexisting together, and then to have this opportunity to really fall in love again was just such a beautiful thing to witness, and still is going on after 4 years.
Yeah, and Cheryl, just to put a ribbon on it, I'll tell you that with Rebecca, she was extremely nervous about the way that I would come back. She'd had a friend that had gone and had done plant medicine in a different capacity, who'd come back a completely different human being, and not relatable and not, you know, not really positive, to be quite honest with you. This was not an experience that was had at Rhythmia, but an experience in itself, and that gave her, you know, cause for concern of not of the unknown. But to her credit, she allowed me the space to be there fully. You know, we made a pact to each other that while I was there, I was going to be fully engaged and really focused on myself, and whatever it would be, it will be. We would check in, you know, once a day just to make sure that everybody's okay. But outside of that, I mean, she was amazing about it. And look, she doesn't have intention of going and doing that. She's a single mom, you know, to a five-year-old daughter. She's got concerns about that, and that's okay too. You know, if it ever calls her to do it, I believe it'll be because of who I be and who I am in real life and the way that she experiences me. But even if she doesn't, that's okay as well. So I know for me personally, I've already got another trip booked. It's something I'll continue to do. We're going to be going back there in July to celebrate Joey, my business partner's 40th birthday there as well. And it's something that I'll continue to do. And in a relationship, I think it's important that you allow each other to be who you're going to be, right? It doesn't have to be completely together, but you must support, you get to support one another either way. So just to put a little ribbon on that.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And Marcel, what about you and your relationship with your family?
Sure. I cannot say that they have changed dramatically. I do think that I've gotten better with empathy, better with listening, better at, you know, when there's arguments or disagreements to de-escalate them, all of which is a result of the stillness and the grounding that we discussed before. So it is going better. It hasn't been a dramatic change, but who am I to complain given what happened to my brain? So I'm perfectly happy on that front as well.
Do they see you as being different?
Yes. Not dramatically, again, but certainly very perceptively. There's just that there's a stillness and the quietness and the ability to listen and to not let little things of life bother you. I think we're all guilty, and you know, living in New York and having a business here, everybody is guilty of overvaluing slight things, the little inconveniences of life. And I've just learned to kind of ignore them. I know what matters and what doesn't matter, and I'm not interested anymore in what doesn't matter. And there's a positive impact, of course, that you have on relationships with others from that.
Well, that's just wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. You know, I just want to say that when we do work on ourselves and we follow a spiritual path, we open to incredible opportunities and levels of experiences and changes and healings that allow us to enjoy this life that we have, to live life with more peace and more graciousness than we did before. You know, that's the journey, is to be more aware so we can live life in a more joyous way. So you don't have to have dramatic experiences. Sometimes the experiences during plant medicine, there are times when it seems like nothing is going on. They call that in the medicine nadas, right, where you're lying there and nothing dramatic is happening. But when you go home, everything changes. You have amazing transformations. And so you just open yourself to an experience. But ultimately, the journey from all the spiritual traditions, and I've had many spiritual teachers on the show from different traditions, and the message is the same. It's to know thyself. It's to know thyself, to connect with your soul, to know that you are source of love, connected to love, and live your life in a way of peace and gratitude from that place. That's it, right? And everything changes when we do that. So to me, that is the gift of plant medicine and experiences that allow us to access that world. So we have just a couple of minutes left. Do either one of you have anything else you want to share or add to our wonderful conversation today?
I just want to say that, you know, for me, my experience personally there was obviously pretty amazing. But getting a chance to meet you, Doc, and obviously Marcel, made the experience that much better. So really enjoyed the conversations that I had with both of you, and super grateful for the opportunity to call both of you friends now. So that's all that I have for you today, Doc.
Yeah, yeah, and right back at you there. Marcel, anything else you want to add before we kind of wrap up our conversation today?
No, I just want to, you know, thank you for your time and giving this a forum that is so well deserved. I think if anybody listening to this, you know, Google plant medicine, Google arrhythmia, think about it. It could open your eyes and it could change your life. And if it doesn't, it's a wonderful vacation anyway. So give it a try.
Thanks for that. So, yeah, well, first of all, I just want to thank both of you, Todd and Marcel, for sharing, being so open in this conversation today of your personal journey at Rhythmio through the vehicle of plant medicine, through this transformational breathing. There are many experiences that kind of weave this beautiful opportunity, this beautiful journey together. And I also want to say that for those listening, if you're curious or if you're drawn, I always like to say it's like sounding a note. That's how I got there. I heard someone talk about this, and I think, Todd, you said that too. I heard someone talk about it, and it just resonated, and I was ready to book the next day, to be totally honest. So I was, you know, I was off and on my way. But I will be taking a group back to Rhythmia in Costa Rica, and that it will be the week of February 9th. If you're interested, let me know. You can go to rhythmia.com, and that's rhythmia.com. Also, I have a very special offer that very generously was given to me for my group to go that week. So if you're interested in wanting to get a really good deal for being there for that week, then you really need to either contact with me and let them know you are interested in being part of my program, or contact me directly, and we can talk about it if you have any questions. So that about wraps up our conversation about how you too can have your healing miracle with my wonderful guest today, Tom Laura and Marcel Herbst. So I want to thank both of you, Todd and Marcel, for taking the time in your busy lives to be with me today. It's such a pleasure and honor, and it is very special to be able to call both of you friends. So I am very grateful for who you are and for being part of my life.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
And to all of you listening, thank you for joining me on The Love Code. I hope you'll be joining me every week. It's live Saturday at 11 a.m. Also, What Women Must Know every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And if not, you can find me on my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, or through my website, Dr. Cheryl Stillman. So until next time, may your week be filled with love, peace, and harmony. Bye for now.